let's talk about, because I got a feeling there's an interesting genesis to the book, because at least the genesis to the book in the book is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So tell me about it.
Well, I mean, it's confusing even to me in the sense that I feel like the way I write books is to make up fictions about the fictions. Like I tell myself a story about how a book came to be that isn't necessarily what actually happened, you know? I mean, the story that he tells in the book is not the real book. You know, in the book he tells the story of having this story that he published in the New Yorker, and I did publish this story in the New Yorker, and then getting a big advance to expand that story into a novel, kind of getting the advance before any of the novel was written. And that's not how it happened for me. This book was written before there was any publisher involved. But I think that the genesis of this book is that I was really interested. I mean, the book is largely about the way that fictions become facts in our lives, right? Like he publishes this book, the narrator, publishes his first novel, and then, you know, he kind of has to deal with the presence of that novel in the world, you know, that people interact with him based upon a kind of fictionalized version of himself. And I was really interested in all the different ways that we kind of live by fictions or live in response to fictions, because fictions have real effects, right? So, you know, the genesis of the book was my expanding the New Yorker story into a novel in the same way that this narrator expands it, but it was totally different in reality. I mean, I wrote the book, and in this novel he doesn't have a book to sell. He just has a proposal, and then this book kind of grows out of his response to the pressure of this book advance. A book advance he gets in order to fund his best friend's fertility treatments.
At parties and dinner parties, people want, do they want the book Ben more than they want the writer Ben?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it's a weird thing to bring fictional characters into the world. Like people develop relationships with them, even though they're just words, and then those relationships become real. And the book is not, it's not just about his experience of the relationship between fact and fiction, but all of these other people who he encounters, you know, like this woman who tells a story about having really developed her identity as a Lebanese American, only to realize that the person who she thought was her father was not her father, and so she had this shifting relation to her own heritage and this imagined history and her kind of belonging, and it so that's an example of where there was something that was a fiction, the fiction of paternity that totally determined her experience of the world, and suddenly when it's revealed to be a fiction, she kind of, her whole identity is up for grabs. So there are many versions of that in the novel. You know, it really is a book about fiction, but the way we live fiction, the fact of fiction, not fiction as an escape from reality, but a way of structuring our experience.
It's starting to hurt my brain, Ben.
It can hurt your brain, but it is. I mean, it's also, you know, it's not it's not the kind of book where, you know, like when I was kind of, when people would talk about postmodern literature, they'd talk about metafiction. It was kind of all about how you could never escape the text and you could never really make contact with reality and you were just caught up in this web of signs or whatever. And so metafiction or this kind of self-referentiality was kind of in the service of just showing how you could never make contact with the world. And this is actually kind of the opposite. I mean, this is really about a narrator's effort to think about how, again, like how fiction is lived, not an escape from the world, but to think about the way our experience is structured by different works of art, whether it's Back to the Future or it's Marclay's The Clock or it's this art project he talks about, the Salvaged Art Institute, and also to think about how the stories, you know, we tell about our past determine our experience of the present, and also about how the future is always a fiction, right? I mean, the book is really concerned with the way the present feels, the present shifts in relation to an imagined future. And so, you know, it's self-referential, and there is a kind of Chinese box or hall of mirrors element to it, but I think it's ultimately about, those are ultimately examinations of the way fiction functions in our real lives, and the book is very concerned about the real world with all of its craziness, you know, ecological, political catastrophe, what it means like to imagine having a child when the seas are rising, what it feels like to be in medical institutions, how you think about money and your relationships. I know what you mean about it being a little vertiginous, how it can, the boundary between fact and fiction is so strange and overlapping, but I do think the purpose of the book is to ultimately make contact with the reality. And the other thing about Back to the Future is it's just this great metaphor for narrative, right? Like unless he can get the story of his past right, you know, unless he can recreate the story of his past, he's going to disappear from the future. So he basically has to go back and fix the narrative, you know, or he's not going to exist.
The book is 1004. It's a novel. I've been speaking with the author, Ben Lerner, and 1004 is published by McClelland and Stewart.